All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a close look at a pretty landmark legal case that came out of California, Chabner v. United of Omaha Life Insurance Company.
Okay.
And we're really going to try to like understand what it means, what this case means, when we're talking about fair insurance premiums, and then when disability becomes a factor in those premiums.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, we've got a really interesting set of sources for this one that really kind of like unpack how the courts view the data and the reasoning that goes behind setting insurance rates.
Absolutely.
So let's just dive in, I guess.
Yeah, sounds good.
So this case, it's really crucial, I think, especially for you law students out there listening. It really kind of highlights how anti-discrimination laws, how those laws end up, like overlapping with insurance practices and actuarial science, which can be a very complex world.
Yeah, and especially, the idea that it's not enough for insurance companies to say, well, our rates are based on numbers.
Right.
This really gets at the issue of, okay, but are those numbers fair? Are they scientifically sound?
Right.
Especially when you're dealing with someone with a disability. Are you
Absolutely.
using the right numbers?
Yeah. So let's, I guess first, kind of introduce who Howard Chabner was. The plaintiff in this case. So, he had this condition called facioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy, or FSHMD. And he actually used a wheelchair. A really key piece of information that we gotta point out here is that the medical professionals who examined him felt like his specific condition, his specific case, it actually had a pretty small impact on his life expectancy.
Which is interesting because you immediately get this clash between, what the medical professionals are saying and then what ends up happening when Mr. Chabner goes to apply for life insurance from United of Omaha. They end up hitting him with this huge 150% increase in his premium. Yeah, it was a table six rating, which for anyone out there who's not familiar with insurance ratings, table six is a pretty substantial increase in perceived risk and a much higher premium.
I guess the question I have for you is, this premium hike, it wasn't based on like a detailed study, right, of people with FSHMD. It sounds like they were using data that was much broader, less specific, I guess.
That's exactly right. The court found that United was basing their decision on these general industry manuals that covered muscular dystrophy in general, but they weren't looking at FSHMD specifically. And here's where it gets really interesting. United's own senior medical director actually admitted under oath that FSHMD was only estimated to reduce Mr. Chabner's life expectancy by about 4 years. So you've got this massive premium increase being justified by generalized data that contradicts their own in-house medical expertise about this specific condition.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It really is. It raises a really interesting question, for you all to think about. If an insurance company imposes a much higher premium on someone based on this kind of broad generalization about a disability, and that generalization doesn't line up with the reality of the person's actual condition. Like in this case, the medical professionals are saying it's not a big deal, the insurance company's saying it is. At what point does that become unfair discrimination?
I mean, we're seeing here that there's this big difference between the, relatively minor impact of FSHMD on Mr. Chabner's life expectancy, according to, medical professionals, even United's own expert. And this, the very significant premium increase that he was facing. And so I think that leads us to the kind of like central question of our deep dive today, which is, why did the court ultimately decide in Mr. Chabner's favor? And what broader principles does it kind of like underscore when we talk about disability discrimination, particularly in insurance?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think to start, we need to look at the court's reasoning, right? Why did they rule against United of
Now,
Omaha?
what were those like key factors?
Yeah, so one of the things that the court really zeroed in on was the whole actuarial justification, or rather the lack thereof, right? United was relying on these generic muscular dystrophy manuals, but the court just they didn't buy it. You know, the manuals weren't tailored to FSHMD at all. And I think even more crucially, the court pointed out that the life expectancy reduction that you would normally see with a table 6 rating, you know, something like 9 to 11 years.
Right.
It was way longer than the 4 years that that United's own medical director had estimated for someone with FSHMD.
Okay, so their internal assessment was completely different from...
Completely undermined their use of these guidelines.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty key point.
It's a huge point.
Yeah.
And the other thing that the court highlighted was this lack of specific expertise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the insurance underwriter who was handling Mr. Chabner's application.
Yeah.
They had some general knowledge of muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
But they had no specific training or experience with FSHMD.
Oh, wow.
There's no evidence that they, you know, went and talked to a doctor who specialized in these types of conditions.
Uh-huh.
Or that they even really carefully looked at Mr. Chabner's medical records.
So they didn't really go the extra mile.
They didn't go the extra mile. And this is where the court was really like, okay, where's the sound actuarial principle here? Where's the actual and reasonably anticipated experience?
Where's the justification?
Exactly. And their conclusion was that it wasn't there.
Okay, so the basis for this higher premium, they decided it was inadequate, you know.
Totally inadequate.
Which wasn't, you know, scientifically sounding.
Right.
So how did they take this lack of sound actuarial basis and turn it into a violation of anti-discrimination law?
Right. So this is where California Insurance Code Section 1-144 comes into play.
Okay.
And this law very clearly says that insurance companies cannot charge different premiums based on someone's disability unless those differences can be justified by either sound actuarial principles or actual and reasonably anticipated experience.
Okay.
And because United's higher premium for Mr. Chabner, it wasn't backed up by any kind of FSHMD-specific data or any real careful review of his individual medical situation.
Yeah.
You know, they were just relying on these general manuals.
Yeah, yeah.
The court said, nope, this is a clear violation of the insurance code.
So this violation, it had broader legal ramifications than just, you know, breaking the... you know, the insurance regulations.
Exactly.
It actually connected to civil rights protections that exist in California.
Exactly. Exactly. So the court also determined that this higher premium, because it wasn't justified, it was an arbitrary denial of equal access.
Okay.
And that gets us to the Unruh Civil Rights Act.
Right.
Which is, you know, basically says you can't arbitrarily discriminate in any business establishment,
okay,
including insurance companies.
Okay. So it's basically saying that if the premium increase can't be justified by
sound actuarial principles.
Yeah. Then it's inherently unfair. But, discriminatory.
It's discriminatory. and the court basically said that, you know, if your premium doesn't hold up to the scrutiny of being actuarially sound and specific,
right,
then it's going to be considered arbitrary and discriminatory under the Unruh Act.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I remember Unite of Omaha, they actually tried to argue that this issue should have been handled by the state insurance commissioner first, right?
They did.
What did the court have to say about that?
So they invoked something called the primary jurisdiction doctrine.
Okay.
Which is this idea that the court should kind of defer to an agency that has specialized expertise.
Okay.
In this case, the insurance commissioner, to handle the issue first.
Right.
But the court wasn't convinced. They said, look, this is a legal question.
Uh-huh.
You know, did United violate these specific California statutes, the insurance code, the Unruh Act?
Right.
We're equipped to handle this. This is our job.
Right. Right. So they didn't see the need to wait for the insurance commissioner to weigh in on this.
Right. They felt like the legal issues were clear enough based on what was in front of them.
Yeah. Okay. So then I guess what was the final outcome, you know, of this whole case?
So in a big win for Mr. Chabner, the court affirmed the summary judgment in his favor.
Okay.
And that was a really important outcome.
Right.
Because it meant that United of Omaha had to issue Mr. Chabner a life insurance policy with a premium that wasn't discriminatory.
Right.
One that wasn't based on these, you know, unfounded generalizations about his disability.
Right, right.
And they were also ordered to stop these discriminatory practices more broadly.
So it was really setting a precedent.
I was setting a huge precedent. And I think, especially for you all as future legal professionals, this case really sends a clear message that insurance companies, at least in California, can't just rely on these broad categories to justify higher premiums. They've got to have rigorous data that's specific to the disability.
Okay.
Or they need to do a careful assessment of the person's actual medical situation.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just pull out some, you know, generic manual and say, well, this is how we do things.
Yeah. It's gotta be tailored.
It's gotta be tailored, yeah.
To the individual. Yeah. I think this is especially relevant for law students out there who are interested in civil rights and disability law.
Right.
You know, what are the big takeaways from this case for them, moving forward in their careers?
I think Chabner is a really great example of how state-level anti-discrimination laws,
right,
like this California Insurance Code 10144 and the Unruly Civil Rights Act,
right,
how those laws can really offer significant protection against discriminatory practices.
Okay.
And it's interesting, Mr. Chabner also brought an ADA claim,
mm-hmm,
but the court didn't actually base its ruling on that.
Okay.
They cited some existing precedent that limits the ADA's application to insurance policies themselves, but not really to the premiums.
Okay.
So it's a good reminder that state laws can sometimes offer more targeted protection in certain areas.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's all about understanding how those federal and state laws work together.
Right, right. And there was another California statute involved here, right, that kind of like strengthened Mr. Chabner's position even further.
Yeah, so California's Business and Professions Code 17200.
Yeah.
The court pointed out that because United violated the insurance code,
mm-hmm,
that automatically meant they were engaging in an unlawful business practice under this broader consumer protection law.
Oh, okay.
It's really interesting because it provides another legal avenue, another layer of protection.
Yeah.
So violating a specific law like the insurance code can actually have these broader consequences.
Right, right. So, I mean, it sounds like California has a pretty comprehensive approach to, stopping this kind of discrimination in insurance premiums, right?
It really does.
It uses, both specific rules from, the insurance screen, but then it also brings in these broader civil rights and consumer protection laws.
Exactly. It's a great example of how different legal tools can work together to make sure people are treated fairly.
Right, right.
And to provide, strong remedies against discrimination.
Well, it's great to, to kind of like unpack this case, Chabner v. United of Omaha, and really see, how it set this really important precedent.
Absolutely.
Especially in California, that insurance companies have to base their premiums on sound and specific data that's related to a person's disability, and that they can't just, fall back on these broad and potentially discriminatory assumptions.
And for our listeners out there, especially the future lawyers among you, this case really gets you thinking about how we balance the use of statistics in insurance with the need for fairness and civil rights.
Absolutely.
So, as you go out there and you start looking at cases, think about how legal challenges in the future might build on this case.
Right.
And how they might kind of refine those standards for what actually counts as a sound actuarial principle.
Right. Right.
Especially when we're talking about such a diverse range of disabilities.
Right, right.
And think about, the broader impact of this kind of ruling.
Yeah.
As you're analyzing cases about discrimination and the use of, statistical data in different situations.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, it's something for, for all of us to consider, moving forward.
Absolutely.
But thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.